And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome, Kulaks. Kulaks, welcome to the Savage Nation. This is the Savage Nation. Many of you don't know who Kulaks were or are. Those were the farmers who raised their own food and sold it in the open marketplace in the 1930s in the Soviet Union. And when the fanatic murderer, Joseph Stalin, took over Russia, he attacked the free market in Russia as counter-revolutionary. He called the farmers kulaks. He had them arrested, taken off their land. The land was seized by the Soviet government. The government took over the farms, and 30 million Russians starved to death. He also killed many of the farmers. Today we are all becoming kulaks, all of us who believe in freedom, all of us who believe in the state-run madness that we see going on around us, all of us who see the most hateful, divisive president in American history, a man who never reaches out to the other party, a man who says that the half of America who didn't vote for him are terrorists, basically, and evil. Now, he doesn't say that, but he doesn't have to say that to the Kool-Aid drinkers who are getting the message. It's gotten so bad that West Point has been infiltrated by the thinking of the far left in Obama's cabinet. An article came out today, West Point Center Cites Dangers of Far-Right in U.S. It was in the Washington Times by Rowan Scarborough. And a lunatic professor at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York, wrote this article. He said that America has been infiltrated by far-right groups such as the, quote, now listen, such as the Anti-Federalist Movement, which supports civil activism, individual freedoms, and self-government. So if you believe in self-government and individual freedoms, you are now a terrorist, according to West Point. This report was issued this week by the so-called Combating Terrorism Center at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York. The center, which is part of West Point, lumps together limited government activists, such as those of you who want the government to balance its budget, with three movements that identifies as, quote, a racist white supremacy movement, an anti-federalist movement, and a fundamentalist movement. So in one fell swoop, this lunatic Israeli professor who has been hired by West Point has now said any Christian, any liberty-loving American is a right-wing terrorist. Now, the West Point Center normally would have focused on al-Qaeda and other Islamic extremists who are now operating in Asia, the Middle East, and Africa through violence. But in the latest study, it paints a broad brush of people it considers far-right, including you. It says that anti-federalists espouse strong convictions regarding the federal government. Those of us who believe the government is out of control, we believe the government is corrupt and tyrannical. You are now a terrorist. If you believe the government is intruding on individual civil and constitutional rights, you are now a terrorist. If you believe in civil activism, such as a membership in the Tea Party, if you believe in self-government or individual freedoms, you are now our terrorists. They then go on in this center. Now, listen to what I'm telling you. This is at West Point, our premier military academy. It's been infiltrated to this extent. You have to hear this. That's why I told you we are all kulaks today. Now, I have the story up on michaelsavage.com. I'm not going to read any longer from it. It was written by a man named Ari Perlega. I looked him up. Ari Perlega applied his trade in Israel before coming to America. He's a far-left radical who tried to undermine the so-called conservatives in Israel. This lunatic, Ari Perlega, directs the center, this is West Point Center, on terrorism. He teaches social sciences at West Point. A Republican congressional staffer who served in the military said this, if the Defense Department is looking for places to cut spending, this junk study is ground zero. Shouldn't the Combating Terrorism Center be combating radical Islam around the globe instead of perpetuating the left's myth that right-wingers are terrorists? You hear this? Now, you would say, why am I focusing on such an obscure professor at West Point. Because equally as dangerous as this treasonous schmuck professor teaching our cadets is the fact that those cadets at West Point have already been brainwashed by layer upon layer of communist teachers and professors before they even arrived at West Point. What you don't know is that there is a revolution that has occurred in this country with the election of Obama. Obama knows he's the head of the left-wing vanguard. He knows that anyone who doesn't vote for him is now a kulak and an enemy of the state. And he knows that when he gets total control of the military, all bets are off, which is why they bought 900 million rounds of hollow point bullets. And then, of course, went after limiting, in a certain way, so-called assault rifles. Where do they get their information about the American far right? Listen to what this Israeli anti-American wrote at West Point. Quote, "To begin with, the American far right is characterized by a large base of supporters who are usually engaged in low-level violence." So you are now engaged in low-level violence, according to the radicals at West Point. It should be noted, he wrote, that most of these low-sophisticated spontaneous attacks have received relatively little attention from the media, political authorities, and law enforcement, while the few mass casualty attacks attracted most of the attention, meaning that although we're focused on 9/11, the real danger are the white males in America who are doing violence without anyone knowing it. Nobody knows what the evidence is. And when you try to find out who the hate groups are that he's talking about, you refer back to the mad world of all of the groups that have supported Obama from the beginning, including those that you know and those that you may not know. I don't even want to name them because they're pathetic. I'd like to ask you something. It's a simple question. Since left-wing fanatics have now penetrated every avenue of our culture, from Hollywood to the newspapers and now even to West Point, can you name terrorist groups that are not mentioned by this West Point anti-American professor who calls anyone who disagrees with him a member of a hate group? At the same time, you're calling 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. I'm not going to talk about guns today. I will not do it. I'm through with it. It's been done now for 2 weeks. I'm burned out by it. We know the story. There's nothing more to be said. Don't call me on a gun question. I will not take it. While this is going on, the invisible opposition party, which no longer exists, the so-called Republican Party, this weekend are embarking on a weekend of self-help. That's right. For a group still technically in the majority, the House Republicans seem to be in pretty low spirits in Williamsburg, Virginia, at their annual retreat. I think they're already there dropping the ice cubes. I believe that the ice cube guzzler in chief is there leading the parade of drinking. They are here for 3 days of events with uplifting, these are Republicans now, uplifting seminars such as "What Happened and Where Are We Now?" "Turning It Around." You hear this? This is a Republican convention. "Using Adversity to Our Advantage by Working Together." And "Sailing Above Rough Seas." Can you believe that a party is that disconnected from reality? That at a time that we have the most hateful, divisive president in American history, at a time that the radical left has basically turned anyone who opposes them into kulaks, counter-revolutionists, or enemies of the state, the opposition party is now talking about what happened and where we are now, turning it around, using our adversity to our advantage, and sailing above rough seas. The press at this Republican event has been relegated to one room in a separate building. But the occasional member of Congress has held short Q&As, and the takeaway to the author of this article seems to be this. It gets better. Redistricting was a blessing for us, said one of the Republicans. His point was that going forward, there are about 191 seats that no matter what will likely stay in GOP control. So there's no policy, there's no position. Tomorrow there will be at the Republican convention the following discussion. You ready for this one? Successful communication with minorities and women. Successful communication with minorities and women. The event, by the way, is being held in a place called the Burwell Plantation. When asked by a reporter if it seemed appropriate for the Republicans to have a discussion about communication with minorities in a place named after a slave-owning family, one of the officials said, I don't pick the rooms we meet in. I pick the Democrats that we are going to take down. This is the opening gambit of the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll take your calls on these or any other topic with the exception of guns. Tonight, guns are not us. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Major delays out there in traffic. Let's start Lower Deck Bay Bridge. Left lane near the island blocked. Injury crash. Traffic backed up into San Francisco to 101 and 280. Southbound 101 right around the 80 interchange. Left lane blocked by a crash. Traffic pretty much slow across the upper deck. Southbound 880 before high. Crash injuries. Left lane blocked. Traffic backed up before 980. Northbound 880 Dixon Landon Road. Now a new crash. Two middle lanes blocked there. Traffic backed up into San Jose. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Are you a diabetic with an open and unhealing sore on your foot? Have you had this open sore or wound for at least 4 weeks and it's still not healing no matter what you've tried? You may qualify for a new diabetic foot wound research study designed to evaluate Nexagon gel in an investigational use plus specialized footwear to offload pressure from your foot wound. Center for Clinical Research, staffed with board-certified physicians, is conducting this diabetic foot wound research study. No health insurance is needed, and qualified participants will receive all study-related care at no charge, including doctor visits, investigational medication, plus specialized footwear and travel reimbursement. If you're a diabetic who has an open and unhealing sore on your foot that still requires dressing changes, you could qualify for the Diabetic Foot Wound Research Study. Call Center for Clinical Research at 800-363-1069. That's 800-363-1069. Call 800-363-1069.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to JDRF.org today.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 1/26. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
The housing market is stabilizing, and smart investors like Warren Buffett are buying as much property as they can. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to build wealth through real estate. Kathy Fetke, the CEO of Real Wealth Network, is hosting a live event on January 19th at noon at the Crown Plaza in Foster City. She'll share the seven most important steps for real estate investors and where to find the best deals. Details are realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK. realwealthevents.com.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. Michael Savage with the last word in talk radio every day, 9 p.m. to midnight east, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. west, and everything in between. And I really would rather not talk about guns. Let me explain to you why. We've done it. Everyone's done it from morning till night. Everyone's now a marksman. Every talk show host is an expert with guns and pistols and rifles. You had no idea they were all expert marksmen. They're all Davy Crockett. Everyone's Annie Oakley and Davy Crockett. They're all passing a litmus test. Why, I own a .357. I can blow his eyes out at 100 yards. Did you know I'm a pistol marksman? It's unbelievable to me. I wouldn't listen to that. I'm sorry. It's over. Listen, I've been in radio for 18 years. Longest in radio? No. But one of the longest standing talk show hosts since 1994. And I'll tell you something I learned in the mid-90s. There were three topics that killed the show. I can name four hosts who died within a year or two. Four of them were guns, abortion. I forget the third one. UFOs. If you mention guns, abortion, or UFOs, you could pack the boards up and confuse that with a wide audience, and you were out of business within a year. Your ratings were zero. Your ratings were lower than Bill Clinton at a bar mitzvah. Well, actually, that's a reversal. Your ratings would be lower than Bill Clinton at a, well, whatever, you could figure it out. The fact is, I don't want to talk about it because it's boring. How much can you say about it already? How about any other topic? 855-407-282. You know, I woke up today, I was in a good mood. Now I'm in a horrible mood. It's a very long, late in the day till I finally get on the air. At 6 in the morning, I was writing comedy for the show. I'm looking at it now. I wouldn't even read it to you. I wrote out a skit today. Did you ever type that up, Doug? The skit, A Day in the Life of the Senior Miser? I'd like to see it because it was funny to me in the morning. 8 in the morning, I was laughing. Coffee, dog, bay, laughter. By the time 9 o'clock rolls around on the East Coast, my joints hurt me. My hands are ice cold. I'm turning, it's like my cold, dead hands on the microphone. So I wrote a funny thing this morning. Now, you want me to talk about indoctrination? Let me read what I wrote. Tell me if you still think it's funny. I was musing about senior citizens in America and how well they're doing, why they're always smiling. Seniors have never done better in the history of America. Because I added up what a senior must be making between Social Security and retirement and the benefits. It's why the young people hate the old and why the old people are smiling all the way to the Social Security check. So I wrote A Day in the Life of the Senior Miser. Here's what I wrote. Here is why seniors are smiling and junior workers are boiling. The seniors between Social Security and various IRAs they put away are doing very well indeed. And yet they spend their entire day saving pennies, pinching pennies here and there. So here's a day in the life of a senior miser. Breakfast might consist of a free breakfast at a local hotel which is having a conference. You see, the senior miser would search the internet to see which hotel in the area is hosting a conference and serving a free continental or other breakfast to the conference attendee. Now, the senior's challenge at this point, once they get into the hotel, would be how to identify themselves as an attendee without a badge to qualify for the free breakfast. Well, they would probably print up a generic badge or create some kind of badge that would permit them to enter and bamboozle the conference manager into permitting them to eat at the free buffet. So that takes care of a free breakfast for the senior miser. Now you've got lunch to face. Remember, they're on Social Security. They all have a nice income. So now they need a free lunch. So where do they go for a free lunch? They go to a farmer's market. And the poor people who are selling the fruits and the vegetables and the nuts and the Indian snacks and the Pakistani snacks, the senior goes stall to stall getting free slices of apple, free slices of nuts, free slices of apricots, free nuts from the poor farmer who drove 250 miles to sell some almonds, buying nothing, of course. Filling up on the free lunch, they then go home and boast to the wife how they bamboozled the immigrants into getting a free bunch of samples by going stall to stall at the farmer's market and didn't even have to buy an apple. I see this every Wednesday in Marin County. I see all the Obama supporters, baggy clothing, going from the Indians to the Hispanics to the poor white people, and they're basically giving them free food, and they do it with glee. I start to boil. Okay, if they're feeling benevolent that day and they're really hungry, they go to an Indian buffet with a trick raincoat. Inside the raincoat, there's a plastic lining with special pockets for taking home extras, such as extra breads. Even perhaps an entire portion of food with a baggie in their hand, there's a trick to it. Here's how they do it. If the senior takes a baggie to the Indian buffet, what they do is they have to be very adept at it, almost like a pocket snatcher, a purse snatcher. As they're on the buffet line, they have to slip the baggie over their hand, or it could be actually a plastic glove. Again, it's very hard to get off. They slip it on their hand, and they push their entire hand into the bin of chicken curry. They could then pull the entire handful of chicken curry out of the buffet box and slip it into their special trick raincoat pocket without being seen and bring it home for the wife, and there's another victory. Now the senior miser has only dinner to get through. That's another challenge for the miser, but there's an answer for it. If there's a Whole Foods in the area, it's a snap to get a free dinner. The senior goes to Whole Foods, where there are open bins of foods, very different foods, all different types, and some of them are good. Now, you're supposed to spoon up the foods in Whole Foods, put them in containers, and bring it forward for weighing and paying. Well, a senior miser again uses the old trick of the baggie over their hand and the trick raincoat. And if they can dart their hand in to the bin as fast as an insect, they can usually score an entire handful and be eating around the store. That's another freebie. Now, a senior trick in Whole Foods is to buy a different bunch of containers of foods, which they'll pay for, but they meander around the store eating half of the containers as fast as they can. And so the time they hit the scales, there's only half the weight of what they actually purchased, which is why I suggest scales to weigh seniors on the way in and the way out.
Savage. Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-853-5620. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-853-5620. That's 1-800-853-5620. 1-800-853-5620.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Star Talk 560 KSFO. The attempted kidnapping of a 2-year-old San Jose girl from her mother's arms appears to have been a hoax. Police say the mother made up the story but won't say why. University of California leaders say Governor Jerry Brown's plan to increase funding for the 10-campus system is a positive step forward, but significant financial challenges remain. Taking a look at the roadway, southbound 85 Blossom Hill Road crash still blocking the left lane. Been there for a while and traffic now backed up all the way to Highway 17. Getting out of San Francisco, northbound 101, stop and go. Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck. Still have a crash at Treasure Island in the left lane. Southbound 101 at the 80 interchange. Left lane blocked there. So traffic pretty much slow and go from the toll plaza on the upper deck into San Francisco. Northbound 680, bumper to bumper. Scott Creek Road over the Sunol Grade to Andrade, and southbound westbound 880 in Oakland before High Street crash left lane. Traffic backed up before 980. I'm Dave Fox, Star Talk 560 KSFO.
Are you tired of online dating? You're not alone. Online dating sites are all the same. You make a profile and a computer matches you with a bunch of pictures.
Don't waste another year getting let down by online dating. You could have a real relationship with a real person that you can trust. Time to call Table for Six. They'll meet you in person and take the time to get to know you. You tell them what you're looking for and they do the rest.
Table for Six will create the perfect environment for you to meet someone right for you. The whole process is confidential, low pressure, and perfect for busy people like you who don't have time to waste.
Table for Six specializes in introducing compatible single professionals in California. The personalized approach ensures that there is always someone and something for everyone. Explore a new approach to meeting someone special. Table for Six has been featured on the NBC Today Show, 60 Minutes, Business Week, and more. Call Table for Six today at 800-901-8181 or visit online at tableforsix.com. Join now and get an extra month free. That's 800-901-8181. 800-901-8181.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Mark Levin and Michael Savage, back to back, weekdays beginning at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's like an off-nighter talk radio. I mean, I'm not going to do guns. It's been done to death. All of the gun experts on radio from morning till night have already covered the gun story. What can you do already? Leave it alone already. I want to talk about what can be done when a West Point group that focuses on terrorism starts to report on far-right groups here at home when there are none. It's the far-left groups that have taken over the country. And, you know, I was thinking about something else that worries me deeply about Obama. He's not just an ordinary doctrinaire leftist of the university type, which is how he became president. He's far worse than that and far more dangerous than that in some ways. I was thinking about who he thinks he is historically. And the comparisons in his own mind to the historic figure would be very telling as to where he wants to lead the country. For example, if Obama thinks that his historic mentor is Lincoln, he is subconsciously leading us towards a civil war. I mean, it's a chilling observation that came to me in a dream last night. This is possibly the most dangerous thought I've had in years. So condemn me if you will. But if he is suffering the delusions, to think that he is sort of the reincarnate of Lincoln, then he's turning north against south, and we could have a civil war in this country. He seems to be vilifying 50% of the country in every speech he gives, giving us the middle finger. You know, it's not like any other politician, even Nixon. Obviously, the left hated him, but he didn't go out of his way to antagonize them. Obama goes out of his way to antagonize the 50% who didn't vote for him. He's turned you into not the opposition, not the opposition a party, but the enemy itself. This is dangerous. So who his mentor is will be telling us where he might be dragging this country. If it's Lincoln, we're in trouble. It's a civil war. If it's FDR, we're going into a world war so we can have massive public spending. I don't know who it is. Every dictator who has had this sense of destiny has compared himself to someone of the past. I think Hitler compared himself to Charlemagne, didn't he? If I don't have my countries wrong, I'm not an expert on history, but we'll have to look that one up. But he thought his job was to bring back the great German Empire. Mussolini, for example, thought that he was going to restore the Roman Empire. So he engaged in invasions, for example, of Abyssinia to begin with. He needed to expand the ancient Roman Empire, the Italian nation, into something that resembled the ancient Roman Empire. So one of the first things he did was invade Abyssinia, which was a tragedy. The poor tribespeople were on horseback with spears, and he used artillery, tanks, and airplanes to kill Ethiopians and Somalis. That was Mussolini the lunatic, because he was trying to bring back the glories of the Roman Empire. So who is Obama's historic role model, I ask myself. Kind of, I lay in bed at night. I can't sleep lately. Last night, for example, I dreamed that I was, you believe it or not, in a room with a bunch of people, including Michelle Obama. And it was like a dinner of some kind. It would never happen, but it was a frightening experience. You know, the smiles and the no smile, no different than Nancy or any of the others who put on the ice face and then put on the warm face. Or who would it be? JFK's wife, the one who married Aristotle. I forget her name. I don't remember her name. The one with the funny accent that sounded like she was from New York, but she wasn't. Jackie Kennedy. May she rest in peace. Here we are in the... Remember that one? We have a great tape of her. I mean, you talk about class. She was a classy lady, Jackie Kennedy, until she married Aristotle Onassis. Then she threw away her legacy by doing that. She was just a gold digger. But when she gave that tour of the White House, here we are in the Lincoln Room. It was beautiful. At least she knew the furniture. She knew the paintings. You think that they know the paintings? I don't know. You think they know all the paintings? How come they haven't thrown it out and replaced it with Islamic art? How come they haven't burned all of the paintings of past evil white males and replaced them with Islamic figures? Figures from the past. Imams, for example. The 8th Imam, the 9th Imam. WMA, let's take some callers on the Savage Nation. I'm just musing around. It's talk radio. I'm talking. What do you want me to do on the show? Sit here silently? I'm not a Republican. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. So, I didn't ask you this question. I did my little attempt at humor with the day in the life of the senior miser. What did I miss? What do senior misers do that I missed to get through the day without paying a dime? What else might miserly seniors be doing to save a few pennies here and there? I must have missed something. I mean, I know they all robbed the sweet and low. In fact, there are some houses in Boca Raton, in that area, in the Boca Raton area of Florida, that I am told that entire empty bedrooms are filled with sweet and low, where they have been robbing sweet and low for so many decades that there's nowhere left to store it, and they don't want to pay for a storage bin. They've taken up their ex-daughter's bedroom with sweet and low. I'm sorry. I got to entertain myself. These are very droll times. Not droll times. They're horrible times. It's almost a horrible time to be in talk radio. In some ways, it's the best of times and the worst of times. It's the best of times because we have a natural enemy of conservative radio in the White House and a natural enemy of conservative radio in the media. That's the best of times. But the worst of times is the topics are horrendous. If we're going to just talk about these things, I mean, what should we do? Hey, I got an idea for next week. Why don't we call it Bayonet Week? The week of January 20th and onwards, we will talk about bayonets for your assault rifle. Have bayonets been outlawed? I think they're outlawed, even though some of the old AR-15s came with bayonet stocks, or whatever they call them. You could buy them in California in the 80s, but they're illegal now. You know, fix bayonets. Let's go over the top, boys, led by Clarabelle in a uniform and a three-pronged hat. Let's come out of the, Okay, let's go to the callers. Let's start with Danny in Texas. Danny, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hugh Jackman should play your main character in your great book, Abuse of Power, Jack Hatfield.
So you think Hugh Jackman should be the character who plays Jack Hatfield in Abuse of Power, the movie, and then he should play Jack Hatfield in the sequel, which is coming out in 3 weeks,
yeah,
called A Time for War. I would like to elect the football player, Rocker, to be the actor playing Jack Hatfield.
That would be just as well, but I lean a lot more toward Hugh Jackman.
Okay, that's a good suggestion. It'll never be made as a movie unless I make it as a home movie. Look, if Hatzenberg, Katzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Matzenberg run Hollywood, which they do, if Weinberg and Scorsese decide what movies get made, do you think they're going to make a movie, even though the book is excellent and was a bestseller, Abuse of Power? Do you think they're ever going to make a movie out of it? That's not the topic that they would pick. Now, if the movie were about a conservative who was blowing up nursery schools and kidnapping little children, then, of course, I think that Katzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, Scorsese, and Weinstein would probably beat a path to the door of the writer. So I don't think it's going to happen. It's been taken. There it is. I got a caller. Randy knows. Randy, line 7. Good call. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Mike. Hitler compared himself to Frederick the Great.
Thank you for elucidating that piece of history. I was wrong. It was not Charlemagne, correct?
Correct, and my big fear is Obama's not going to go for just Lincoln or FDR. He's going to go for Julius Caesar.
No. I actually don't think Julius Caesar was one of his role models because Julius Caesar ate Italian food. So I don't think that's Obama's favorite cuisine. Who was Alexander the Great? Hitler? Someone just told me that Hitler idolized Alexander the Great. Is that true?
It might be, but from everything I studied, it was Frederick the Great, Barbarossa, the old German emperors, the first.
Yeah, okay, who had a great empire.
Right.
So, no, honestly, let's be serious. Who do you think Obama, in his deep moments, in his moments of self-aggrandizement and narcissism, who do you think it is that he says, I'm a reincarnation of him? Is it Lincoln?
I think you're right, because it serves two purposes. He gets to claim one of our great icons as a conservative normal American historical society, and he also gets to initiate a civil war at the same time. Exactly.
Remember that Lincoln was a Republican. That's simply forgotten by Bob Schieffer, whatever his name is. Bob Schiefskin. Yesterday, Bob Schiefskin of the Communist Broadcasting Services likened Obama taking on the NRA to defeating the Nazis. That was about as crazy as anything I've ever heard in my entire life. Could you believe that?
Well, if it saves one life, isn't it worth it?
Well, if you lock up all the conservatives in America, think of the people that you might save, because they might commit an act of violence.
Oh, absolutely.
See what I mean? Think of all the people you could save if you lock up all the conservatives in America and put them in internment camps. Even though they haven't committed any crimes, they might commit crimes, which is the reason I call them kulaks. And they're counter-revolutionaries who need to be looked at by the new CIA director who never met an Islamist that he felt was dangerous. That's amazing, the world we're living in. Florida, David, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. I was wondering how many people of the United States thought we might have the Antichrist in power due to the fact, the way I understand, that he swore in on the Quran. And also,
I don't know that he swore in on a Quran. Honestly, I don't think he did. I don't think so. But he is very, very friendly towards Islam, which is not really a good thing since Islamists are at war around the globe and our troops are fighting Islamists. If they're not fighting Islamists, who are they fighting, David? And then we have a president who had a father by natural birth who was a Muslim. And then he had a second father from Indonesia who was a Muslim, and he had a mother who was basically a far-left anti-American type of the 60s, a radical. What do you think his policies would be? And, of course, he got away with it because there was no vetting of him. But, I mean, it's almost pointless to go back. He's the president. What are we going to do with this? Now, the question of the Antichrist, I don't understand that as well as perhaps some of you do. We can get into this and go into the really far, far, far perimeters of our radio waves here. What is the Antichrist to you, David?
The Antichrist is the one that comes into power and basically everyone he tries to basically... I'm trying to think of the word, but...
See, well, that's the problem. You see, you don't know what the Antichrist actually is, but in your mind, you think Obama represents that. That's a dangerous form of prejudice, incidentally. You got to be very careful with it. Even though there are inclinations towards a certain anti-Americanism, I wouldn't call him the Antichrist at all, because I don't know what the Antichrist is. It's a highly charged religious figure in the Christian Bible. Let's go back to the retired seniors and what they do to get through a day without paying for anything. It was funny to me this morning, honest to God. Was it funny or not? Someone could take that bit and turn it into a television thing, modifying the language. The open food bins, a day in the life of the senior miser. I thought it was funny. All right, wasn't funny. I tried it. WABC Bill, you're a retired senior. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage.
Yes.
Dr. Savage?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling from New York. I'm a retired guy, and I'm one of those lucky ones, you know, walking around trying to get bargains.
Yeah.
But I'm really from the Lower East Side, and when I was a kid, my mom used to make jokes about how all those great delis on the Lower East Side.
Well, do you have raincoats with rubber pockets?
Yeah. So we could steal soup.
Oh, you mean you actually had them as a kid?
Oh, no. My mom used to make jokes about that's what she was going to do to save money.
Oh, so I wasn't too far off.
No.
Okay, that was why you thought it struck your funny bone. WMAL in Washington, D.C. Ryan, thank you for calling. Topic, please.
Hey, yes, sir. Thank you, first and foremost, for your no-nonsense approach to conservatism and our founding fathers' ideals. You do a great job at that. I'm going to go ahead and not ask you any gun questions, but I will ask you this. Short of a wide stance at a urinal, have you ever seen a Republican political suicide to the degree of which Mr. Chris Christie from New Jersey has in regards to his NRA comments about their
No, I've never seen anything quite like it. He attacked them for certain things that they said about children and such. Chris Christie, I think, evidenced his quislingness when he embraced Obama after Hurricane Sandy, right? And what he was looking for was the federal grift. Remember, the federal grift that would be flowing into New York? Remember, all the politicians lined up screaming about Sandy. You knew that they were going to take $2 for every dollar they actually needed, right?
Yes.
So, you know, talk about political suicide. In New Jersey, it may not be political suicide. Remember where New Jersey, well, who the citizens are in New Jersey. It's the land that gave us the Sopranos and Jersey Shore. Do you think they really care that Chris Christie is attacking the NRA?
No, I don't. But I will say this. I find it extremely hypocritical for him to attack the NRA because they do use, I guess, you know, the children, or Obama's children, rather, is an example. But Obama's going to sign these executive orders in with eight kids standing behind him.
Well, I'll bring up another point about the president's kids. Do you remember it was open season on George Bush's daughters? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
do you remember how the vermin in the media were now saying, you're hitting below the belt, going after Obama's fine daughters? Well, really, what did Wolf Blitzer have to snicker during the Bush years? You remember him snickering about all of the stories about Jenna at the discos? They didn't seem to think that was below the belt, did they? They're a bunch of frauds, top to bottom. I'll be back.
Savage.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, funds and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits, year five of negative interest rates, year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
There's a low traffic, new problems. Eastbound 84th Street, it's a stall. Right lane block. Traffic still slow northbound 101 from 280 onto the lower deck. Earlier crash on the lower deck, though, has been cleared. Southbound 880 in Oakland High Street. That accident looks like it's just been cleared from the lanes, but it was blocking the left lane. The traffic is backed up from Highway 980. Southbound 85, Blossom Hill Road. That crash also has been cleared, but traffic slow and go now all the way from Saratoga Avenue. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247. Or visit drrosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/13.
Big screen TVs on the brain? Hurry into Sears before the game for huge savings on top TV brands like Samsung, Sony, Panasonic, Sharp, and LG. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Find out more at sears.com/football.
Still need food for your big game party? You can still get Omaha Steaks, gourmet fillets, burgers, and more delivered in time for the big game. But hurry, the deal ends very soon. Order now at sweetjack.com.
Conservative, but not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hello, infidels. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. And the topic, it's a potpourri tonight. It's news, views, and reviews. A potpourri. We're talking about some political, some social commentary, and you know the topics if you've been listening to the Savage Nation tonight. I can't gin up a political question tonight that's going to excite you because we've done it all week. And there's only so much that we can do without burning ourselves out. And you've heard it all today. Everyone's a pistol marksman and a war hero in talk radio now. They all want to lead a brigade somewhere over the trenches. Ah, come on already. Knock it off. The country's through. They can't take it anymore. I've done it all week. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm on strike. No gun calls. You can wait for the war heroes in the morning to come on the air. They'll all tell you what pistol marksmen they are. And does Claribel own a gun? I don't think Claribel. He has the bodyguards. He doesn't need the gun itself. You know what perplexes, what riles me the most? Everyone in talk radio is a multimillionaire all day long, rolling in money, elitist as can be. And they're inside their own beltway. They only talk to each other. It's a club. And all they do is talk about the working man, like they're the working man. I've never heard anything like this. I don't understand. You buy that malarkey? They are the in crowd. I'm on the outside. I'm not a Republican hacker. All right, whatever. I'm an independent. That's why I have the last word every day while you listen to me. Otherwise, if you would hear the same thing, what would you listen to it for? I see that Dear Abby died yesterday. Maybe I'll create Dear Michael. KSFO Daniel, you're on the Savage Nation.
Mr. Savage, thank you. So you were talking about your senior misers earlier. I got a good one for you. So I don't know if you're familiar with the Los Gatos, California area here, but I used to work at a local Walgreens there. And what would happen is I'd be at the check stand. They'd come through the door, and they'd be empty-handed. They'd walk around 15 or 20 minutes. They come up to check out with me with a handful of things saying, I don't have my receipt, but I'd like to receive store credit.
Oh, my God.
I'm
How do they get away with that? Don't they must have a receipt?
I mean, I would talk to my manager.
Well, there's a local food market here in the county in which I live where they tell me seniors usually buy things and return them. The lowest that I ever saw was a woman, a baggy-panted Obama supporter at a farmer's market, going up to a poor Hispanic grape salesman, saying to him, you know, last week I bought grapes from you, and half of them were rotten. I want free grapes today. And he gave her the free grapes. Would you believe that they would do that? And they're all left-wing fanatics, every last one of them.
Unbelievable.
No, I see it. I go to these markets. I burn up because I'm an immigrant's son, and I empathize with the poor, even though I'm not poor. You might call me the Farmer's Market Police Captain. Maybe I should get a badge, Farmer's Market Police Chieftain.
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Yeah, it is me, and we're doing a potpourri tonight on The Savage Nation. We've talked about the infiltration of the West Point cadets by radical leftists who are calling liberty-loving conservatives terror groups, teaching them that. We're talking about the Algeria hostage crisis. It's a repeat of Libya all over again, and Obama has nothing to say about it. Again, ducking Hillary Clinton, nothing to say about it. State Department out of control. Defense Department nowhere to be found. Again, an example of the incompetence. We're not supposed to notice it because anyone who notices it is a Nazi, according to Bob Geezer. According to Bob Geezer, anyone who doesn't agree with anything that the White House puts out is a Nazi. And that's the country we're living in today. We're also talking about some, I think, humorous things. I brought up the senior citizen shtick, senior misers. You know, the secret in America is that seniors have never had it better. Never. If I actually told you how much money Social Security checks really are, do you know that a retired couple on Social Security is actually rolling in money? I don't mean they're as rich as, let's say, a hedge fund operator. So we're not talking about that. They're doing well. They make like $100,000, $150,000 a year between IRAs and Social Security. And then that's not enough, though. Then their job becomes how much they can get away with each day in paying, not paying for things. So I've asked you if you agree with me on that. I know you're going to get angry at me and say, How dare you attack the sacred senior citizen? You're supposed to defend the senior. Well, no, it's, to me, talk radio is political commentary, social commentary, and all aspects of society, all avenues of society are open to, let us say, analysis, criticism, commentary, whatever you'd like. So I created a day in the life of the senior miser. Because, you know, the young people hate seniors for that reason. They're killing themselves. Their checks are diminishing. The seniors are rolling in it. I know they put the money in. I get it. But do you know any seniors who did bizarre things to save a penny here and there? Or do you want to talk about who Obama thinks he is historically? Because if he thinks he's Lincoln, he's leading us to a civil war, subconsciously. It's a very important question, a profound PhD question for someone who's an independent mind, a free thinker like me, would be, who have presidents modeled themselves on in the past? My examples were Mussolini thought he was a reincarnated Roman emperor, and so he invaded Ethiopia to try to expand the Italian nation into an empire of old, the empire of old. Hitler, we learn, thought he was a reincarnation of Frederick the Great, and so he embarked upon invasions of neighboring countries, took it to a new extreme with a racial element that had never been seen before in German history that I know of, where 6 million Jews and approximately 9 million others were exterminated in the death camps. Now we have a man who shows all the signs of megalomania, to put it mildly, and he seems to relish antagonizing half of America. He's not like any other president who, when he gave a speech, reached out to the other party, reached out to the people who didn't vote for him. He's literally relishing alienating half of the population, saying, go to hell, I don't need you. I've shown you I don't need you. Go to hell. I don't care about you. And he relishes in it. So it's a dangerous situation. It's a toxic, potentially toxic situation. And my fear is that Obama is modeling himself on Lincoln. And you know where that went. How'd that work out for America? So there's some very serious topics, and there are very benign, you know, humorous topics. You're welcome to call 1-855-400-7282. But, you know, honestly, we're sold out, which is a miracle to me. I'm not in good shape tonight. I don't feel good. Remember, I had a cold about a month ago? I was doing well today. Came back tonight. My hands are ice cold. My feet are ice cold. I got aches and pains. I said, oh, God, don't tell me. With all of my knowledge and lecturing, I'll wind up here with the flu. Maybe it was at the farmer's market watching the people steal pieces of apple. Maybe I touched a piece. Maybe a piece of spittle flew at me from one of the lib swindlers. I don't know, but who knows with tomorrow? It's not good. The minute the show's over, I'm going to be taken right to the bed. I'm going to watch hours of television and drink endless cups of tea and eat nothing. Actually, I'll tell you the truth. I know what happened. I know it's a talk show and you shouldn't hear any of this. I should keep it behind the curtain. But you know I'm obsessed with food. I'm obsessed with food. Well, I'm on a non-dairy diet. I have been for years because I found dairy triggers arthritic reactions in me. I've never had an ache and pain once I gave up dairy. And then I would reintroduce it and my joints would hurt me. It's like a lock and key. In my case, not in yours. I had a pizza last night. I don't know what motivated me. I do know. One of my assistants said he wanted a pizza. So a part of me wanted to have a pizza with my assistant. So I ordered one, had it taken home. I devoured it. I went through it like a whatever, like Grant took Richmond. So maybe it's 24 hours later, you get flu-like symptoms from an allergy. We'll see what happens tomorrow. I don't know why I told you this, but it's rainy. Look, if you're not willing to lay some of your cards on the table, certainly not all of your cards, but if you can't lay some of your cards on the table, meaning your inner cards, and you can't lay most of your cards on the table, then you shouldn't be in business, the business of talk. I'm not a politician. At the end of the day, you have to trust my judgment and my personality. So Christy says the NRA ad on Obama daughters is reprehensible. Okay, Mr. Christy, goodbye. It was nice knowing you. How about the attacks on Bush's daughters when he was president? Did you notice the ones on Jenna? Oh, Jenna was seen at a disco. Ooh, I'm Wolf Blitzer. We have exclusive footage of the president's daughter at a disco. Ooh, I'm Wolfie Blitzer. Ooh. Ohio Sam, you're on the Savage Nation. Which topic pleases you tonight?
Yes, sir. Got a good senior miser story for you.
Oh, thank God.
A friend of my dad, a good friend of his, they used to meet for coffee every Monday morning at McDonald's. He would get his coffee, save the cup, go back tomorrow for a refill, and pay for the coffee with the same. He did that.
How often could he get a refill with the first cup?
Sorry?
He could get refills all week with that empty cup?
With the empty cup, yes, he did.
So, in other words, if you bought one coffee at McDonald's in 1985, you think there are any seniors running around Democrat voters who are still getting free refills?
I would bet my life on it.
Well, it's like the butterfly ballots in West Palm Beach. They voted in Queens, and then they voted in West Palm Beach. They enjoyed the process so much they did it over and over again. Thank you for the call. I should say, if you can't call, it opens up a line, 855-400-7282. It does open up a line. Kansas City, Fred, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, it's a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Thank you.
I wanted to let you know about your novel, The Why China is a Great, you know.
The new novel with Jack Hatfield, I'll tell you the title again, is called A Time for War, and the antagonist is China, not the Islamists. Is China a valid antagonist?
Yeah, and like you had in Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, Sun Tzu wrote The Art of War. The Chinese, all their thousands of years of philosophy developed into pitting one nation against another with having nothing to do with, you know, being in the middle of it at all. That's why I would say yes, absolutely, and congratulations on your book.
All right. Well, I think it's a very valid topic, and I fear that it's inevitable that we will have a military clash with China at some time within the next 10 years. Now, my book is not about a military clash. It's about something far more sinister. You can read it for yourself by going to Amazon.com and looking for A Time for War by Michael Savage. It'll be out in a month. I'll read a lot of it as time goes on once the book's available in bookstores. Let's go to the callers again on the Savage Nation. West Palm Beach, Florida. Sue, go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. Hello?
You know how I am. I'm miserable tonight. What's on your mind?
The reason I called was one of your previous callers claimed that people believe that Obama is the Antichrist. And I'm no biblical scholar, but I was raised in a fairly strict religious church. And I'm very spiritual, even though I don't attend church regularly. Mm. And I believe that Obama could very possibly be the false prophet because everything he does...
What is the Antichrist, Sue? I don't even know what the Antichrist is.
Well, the Antichrist, I'm really not, you know, qualified to say.
All right, so we'll leave that alone for the minute.
Subject, but
to me, the Antichrist would be the American media as an entity. The American media or Hollywood would be the Antichrist embodied in a structural organization. Not an individual. The Antichrist is the media. That, to me, is the Antichrist. Because it stands for everything that the Christian religion tries to tell you to avoid. Everything the Bible tells you to avoid, they seem to steep themselves in. That's why America loves them so much. WABC New York City, Roland, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation topic, please.
Listen, Mike, last year, the United States Army was training 30,000 soldiers for riot control for America. Now, 3 months...
Well, you never know when the right-wing movement's liable to erupt, when all of the Bible-reading, flag-waving, limited government types might just riot. You never know. I mean, if you were the Mandarins running America, the very few Mandarins running this country, and you know that you're robbing the people blind. You know you're bankrupting the treasury. You know that you're sleeping with the enemy. Of course you'd fear the population. And you'd vilify them. You'd train your military to get ready for it, for the inevitable clash that you're going to create.
Yes, but now, a few months back, they're training an additional 20,000 U.S. troops for riot control.
Well, there you go. We have no foreign enemies, according to the U.S. government, according to Homeland Security and the CIA. The Islamists are our friends. They're peace-loving people. The real enemy is the Christian white male. That's the real enemy of the government. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
This is the Constitutional Minute from Rockwell Arms. When the 13 original colonies agreed to form a union, they only gave a short list of defined powers to the new central government. That's right, they made a list. And on that list, they wrote that every power that was not on the list would be left to the states or to the people. Why? They knew from history that if the government had too much power, people in high positions could use their power to encroach on the liberties of the citizens. By dividing power between the central government and the states, the founders kept most governing powers close to the people and made their government more accountable to them. The principle of dividing power between the federal and state government is known as federalism, and it is more important today than ever. Rockwell Arms encourages you to understand and honor our Constitution and to support businesses that do the same. Visit us at rockwellarms.com and check out our great selection of firearms and accessories. Rockwell Arms, helping you keep America safe.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
The Bay Area RV Expo is back and bigger than ever. Stop by the Bay Area RV Expo January 11th through the 21st and learn how easily you could be living in comfort and travel with your brand new RV. With free admission, free parking, and free food, you've got to stop by this premier event showcasing everything. Tent trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A, B, and C motorhomes, even luxury diesels. Knowledgeable service technicians will be on site ready to show you the ins and outs of RVing with daily seminars. Huge manufacturer discounts and factory reps on site. Think you can't own an RV? Think again. Bank financing will be available on the spot. New, used, consignment, and bank-owned RVs. It's RV fun and excitement for the whole family when you visit the Bay Area RV Expo. Free parking, free admission, and free food. From Dublin Boulevard, take Regional Street next to Outback Steakhouse in Dublin. For more info, call 1-855-4-RV-EXPO or visit Bay Area ArvExpo.com. Sponsored by Sky River RV.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, and I'm here to talk to you yet again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now that the stress of the holidays is over and the New Year's resolutions have been made, how's your New Year's resolution going? Remember that one we talked about where you wanted a stronger, healthier head of hair? Well, I hope you used Ovation because that's how I fixed my hair issues. At one point, I would run my fingers through my hair and it would fall out in my hands. It was broken. It was dry, brittled, damaged. It didn't look good, and I didn't know how to fix it until I heard of Ovation. I went to ovationhair.com and I entered KSFO at checkout. Not only did I get a special introductory discount, but I got a product that took my hair from broken, dry, and brittled to healthier, stronger, longer, and shinier hair within just the first couple of washes, and it can do the same for you. All you have to do is head to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill? Stall this bill. Pay this bill or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. IncomeAtHome55.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. IncomeAtHome55.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeAtHome55.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome55.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com.
Weekdays at noon.
I'm putting my faith in the American people that they're waking up from this hypnotic trance known as Obamaism.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-472-8282. We are just taking it easy tonight. We have to. We just have to. Let's take some callers now on the, well, all the topics. Diana in Maryland has a funny one. Diana, go ahead, please.
Hi. Are you there?
Are you there?
I'm here, yeah. You've had me laughing all night because I used to live in Florida.
Oh.
I used to shop at a U-Pick place and they get fresh vegetables, and just about every time we went there, there'd be a Cadillac pulled to the side with the trunk open, and some elderly people have been stealing the vegetables. There'd be cabbages and sweet peppers and melons falling out of it, and they'd be waiting.
Where would they steal the vegetables from?
It was like a little truck garden, and it was U-Pick. You'd go and pick the vegetables, and they would always go into the restricted area and pick the things they weren't supposed to get into.
And oh, my God.
They'd try to go off, and they'd get caught, so they were just standing there waiting for the cops to come, and they've had cabbages and green peppers and all those vegetables falling out of the trunks of their Cadillac.
Maybe that's where the cabbage patch came from for your senior. All right, well, there's one. Let's see what else. ABC, New York. Frank, you're up. Go ahead, please.
Mike, don't laugh, but Obama thinks he's George Patton.
Why?
Well, first of all, he's always pushing, and if he doesn't get his way, he'll offer some kind of a inducement to go and vote away with the Obamacare.
No, I don't think so. Patton was a war hero. Obama doesn't see himself as a war hero. He sees himself as a political hero. I disagree with that. I think his role model is Lincoln. Truthfully, Idaho, Ned, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, how you doing there, Mike? I just want to point out something. I've been living, in the West a lot of years. I grew up in the Mississippi River, just a couple of miles east, or I'm sorry, west. And we out west, we'd like to point out that it's really, the country's the east against the west. It's really not the north and south anymore. And, you know, out here we love our freedoms and we love...
Well, but wait a minute. The West includes Oregon, Washington State, and California, which is about as left as you can get.
No, Mike. This is one thing. That's the coast. All the interior, the Idaho, the just...
Oh, absolutely. No, I understand that. And even the interior of those states are never heard from. They're run by big city Eastern liberals.
You know, mentality. My misconception on...
Thanks for the call. I mean, what's the point of that? Now I'm in a sweat. Now it's a sweat. That's going from aches and pains, dizziness, sweating. I know what's coming next. No, it could be the flu. This could be a full-blown flu, which my enemies would just love. I didn't take the vaccine. I've told you that I know how to stop it without it. They'd love to see me die of the flu. Well, I'll try not to die of the flu, but it's something horrible here. When I get it at the farmer's market, maybe. I swear I didn't take a free apple. It was not a free apple. I did not take it. I'm not a hypocrite. Something I picked up. You're just being around people today. The spittle flying around. Everywhere you go. If you touch something, right? It's like a contagion running around. So you have door handles. I've always gone into bathrooms and used paper towels. I'm one of the guys who, like, you know, doesn't touch the door handle, like push it with my elbow. It's worked for me all these years. Now I must have done something without knowing. Who knows what it is? Tomorrow will bring either a cure or worse. Either I'll take a turn for the worse, or I'll wake up miraculously better. In either case, you'll find out tomorrow night whether I'm on the air or not. I don't know. This is awful. So if you want to call, not about my cold symptoms, 855-400-7282. Again, Lance Armstrong. Who cares about that? I'm one of the few people, I've argued, I feel bad for Lance Armstrong. People say, what? You're in favor of doping? No, but I feel bad for him. And I'll tell you why I feel bad for Lance Armstrong. He got caught. They all dope. They all dope. Take a look at their body mass. They're all dopers. 90% of them dopers, is my guess. So they took him and they ripped him to shreds. I supported Barry Bonds on the show years ago. I never got credit for it. I don't really care. I don't know the man. But I thought they went overboard. See, it's the Lilliputians who are jealous of the Goliaths amongst us that try to tear down a Goliath. They get the smallest opening, they go to rip you to pieces. That's why I feel bad for Lance. I didn't say he should take dope. I didn't say, but that's not the same thing as tearing a man to pieces. You know what I mean? Alabama, John, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about the senior misers. My father, the man is he's in his late 70s, and typically he eats about enough to keep a small child alive. He eats like a bird. And I said, Pop, would you like to go eat lunch with me or take him out to dinner or whatever?
10 seconds.
Only go to a buffet.
Only a buffet. Is it an Indian buffet in Alabama? Do they have them?
Oh, Indian, Chinese. He goes.
Well, at least he's not a racist. I'll be right back.
Savage.
What if you could add one thing to your diet and exercise plan that guarantees a reduction in your waistline? It's real, and it's called Trim Factor. When you take this all-natural supplement, its incredible ingredient works to shed inches from your waistline. All you have to do is call for your 30-day risk-free trial of Trim Factor. Call 1-800-513-3062. Don't keep wasting your energy without any success. Get Trim Factor today and significantly shrink your waist size. Trim Factor's natural ingredient is shown in numerous clinical studies to suppress that uncontrollable hunger and reduce that stubborn waistline. Now is your chance to see amazing results with Trim Factor. Get your own 30-day risk-free trial sent directly to your door. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-513-3062. That's 1-800-513-3062. Call 1-800-513-3062.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Police say the San Jose woman who reported the attempted kidnapping of her young daughter made the story up. Now the district attorney's office is investigating her for possible charges of filing a false police report. California Attorney General is recommending to Vice President Joe Biden that the nation follow California's lead on gun control. Kamala Harris says California's program has seized more than 10,000 guns from felons to mentally ill and others who are not allowed to possess firearms. Taking a look at the roadways, a bit of a late end to the commute. New Braum northbound 280 Guadalupe Parkway crash. The left lane looks to be blocked. Westbound 80 at Ashby, an accident. Left lane blocked there as well. That had traffic backed up towards University Avenue. That's starting to build towards Gilman. Northbound 101 still bumper to bumper out of San Francisco from 280 onto the lower deck. And it's still slow along the peninsula on 101 both directions for Redwood City. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Are you a diabetic with an open and unhealing sore on your foot? Have you had this open sore or wound for at least 4 weeks and it's still not healing no matter what you've tried? You may qualify for a new diabetic foot wound research study designed to evaluate Nexagon gel in an investigational use plus specialized footwear to offload pressure from your foot wound. Center for Clinical Research, staffed with board-certified physicians, is conducting this diabetic foot wound research study. No health insurance is needed, and qualified participants will receive all study-related care at no charge, including doctor visits, investigational medication, plus specialized footwear and travel reimbursement. If you're a diabetic who has an open and unhealing sore on your foot that still requires dressing changes, you could qualify for the Diabetic Foot Wound Research Study. Call Center for Clinical Research at 800-363-1069. That's 800-363-1069. Call 800-363-1069.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a pep talk that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You can improve your future. Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need, we've got a pep talk for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and for free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
GoToMeeting is the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. Here's MindJet's Chief Marketing Officer, Yashikakis Wolf, telling us why he believes in GoToMeeting.
For us, using GoToMeeting is our answer. It's the way that we move forward. It's what allows us to be successful. We're able to share the ideas, the plans with everybody, inside of our company and out of our company.
Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSM.
You can go ahead and wave. That's you. Hinner wrote, "I feel terrible for the parents who lost their children. I love my country, and I want everybody to be happy and safe." And then Grant, go ahead and wave, Grant. Grant said, "I think there should be some changes. We should learn from what happened at Sandy Hook. I feel really bad." And then Julia said, Julia, where are you? There you go. "I'm not scared for my safety. I'm scared for others. I have four brothers and sisters, and I know I would not be able to bear the thought of losing any of them."
So Obama understands mass movements. He's a smart fellow. He studied them. He knows that from Moses to Pol Pot, from Moses to Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin, there were mass movements. Moses was an inciter of mobs, when you think about it. I mean, we put him up on a platform, but Moses knew how to sell a crowd an idea. He saw how to do that. He knew how to do that. He knew how to get the masses to listen to him. Moses said that he heard God, and the masses listened to him. Whether he heard God or not, we'll never know. I wasn't there. You have a right to believe or not to believe. I choose to believe. I'm not telling you whether to believe or not to believe, because at the end of the day, you'll be screaming like everyone else in the last days of your life. You'll be begging God to either put you out of your misery or save you. So it doesn't matter what you think right now in the prime of your life. You'll be a screaming mess like an infant at the end, with illegal aliens having to clean you up. It's horrible. And once you understand that even the power mad are in the same, trapped in the same. This is interesting to me. See, we're all here at the same time on Earth. Obama, you, me, whoever you are listening to this show. I know this sounds trite to some and profound to others, but I'll continue the line of thought. We're all alive at the same time through the course of evolution and through the course of human history. We're sharing something together. We're on the same planet at the same time, which is pretty miraculous. In that sense, we have a lot in common, incidentally, whether you know it or not. And to vilify our political enemies, and I'm guilty of it like everyone else, I don't think it's going to get us where we want to go. It's almost as though you have to dance with them and embrace them in order to show the people the dark side of the dancing partner. Because if you continue to point and say, he's different, he's no good, he's bad, he's this, okay, yeah, you're going to win some converts that way. But if you embrace the enemy and dance with the enemy, the people are going to come to see how out of step the enemy really is, that he's not dancing with America. And that's one thought that I have today. But hatred is a unifying agent for all politicians. Why does hatred work? Why does it work for Obama to teach you, the Obamaites, to hate the rich, when in fact it's the rich who put him in power and keep him in power, the bankers, for example, who broke the economy, manipulated it? I pointed it out in my genius book, Trickle Up Poverty. And many of you saw the truth of that book. It was a heck of a book. Then Trickle Down Tyranny, I showed you what he was going to do with that power. Many of you saw that truth. But he used hatred while making believe he was not using hatred. See, the old-time fire and brimstone dictators used hatred and showed you they were full of hate, like Hitler. When you say dictator, you say Hitler. Screaming, yelling, fuming hatred. That wouldn't work today. You can't move a mass movement in America with hatred. It will not work. Impossible. So what you do is you trick them. You make believe you're a nice guy when you're really seething with hate. Seething with hatred. It comes out every once in a while, like Mrs. Obama saying, for the first time in my life, I love America, when her husband was elected. So he hates the rich, and the rich put him in power. Now, it makes you think that he hates gun owners when he's surrounded by gun owners who protect him. Then he hates polluters. Who doesn't hate a polluter? But he makes you think that anyone who doesn't vote for the insanity of the fake insanity of the green liars is a polluter, when we're not. And then he makes you think that he has the voice of God in his ears, although God is a dirty word, so he doesn't say it's God. He has the voice of Gaia in his ears. And then he harnesses the masses, and he harnesses them, and he can sweep away empires. He can sweep away armies, all because he is the all-powerful. That's a mass movement. What's interesting to me is that Obama has eliminated the external enemy. All dictators that I've studied have unified the people through a foreign enemy. Obama has made domestic enemies his number one priority. This is very dangerous. If you look back in American history since World War II, we've had foreign enemies. In the Korean time, it was the North Koreans. Rightly so. It's a dictatorial starvation regime. Vietnam, it was the Vietnamese. Rightly or wrongly, they were our enemy. At least that's what we thought. Of course, we've had a revisionist view on that one. Don't tell that to the men who came home broken from it or ruined from it. But nevertheless, that's over with. It turns out that the war was fought for tungsten and for issues other than communism, because now they have an economy that's booming certainly better than our economy. How'd that happen? How'd you figure that one out? So now we no longer have the Soviet Union, the Russians, as an enemy. Now we don't have the Chinese as an enemy. Obama and this new character that they're trying to put into the CIA is the most worrisome guy I've ever seen. The guy who said he was a hippie with long hair and an earring and was loved by Muslims. Shocking. Shocking. Even the French didn't buy that BS crap. The French just bombed the Islamists in Mali, and this moron he wants to put into the CIA says all Muslims are loving all over the world. That should, on the face of it, should disqualify him as being a lunatic. A lunatic. So what unifying agent of hatred is Obama and his nuts, the nuts who surround them, using? You. You. For the first time in post-World War II history, we no longer have a foreign enemy. Instead, we have a government that has made the American people the enemy. But which American people? Those of you who listen to the Savage Nation are the enemy of this government. You are the rich. You own guns. You're probably mainly white people, and you're a polluter. So you are the enemy of the Obama vision for the future of the world, and he has you in his sights. See, that's what I really wanted to talk about, the danger that we're really in. It goes well beyond guns and well beyond flu vaccines, which are ineffective or dangerous.
There will be pundits and politicians and special interest lobbyists publicly warning of a tyrannical all-out assault on liberty. Not because that's true, but because they want to gin up fear or higher ratings or revenue for themselves. And behind the scenes, they'll do everything they can to block any common sense reform and make sure nothing changes whatsoever.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
If you're a little worried about your finances and financial planning in 2013, you're not alone. I'm financial advisor Pat Vitucci, and I think I can help. Whatever tax bracket you're in, you can expect to pay more taxes out of your pocket as the new economic policies play out. What is your best move for financial planning and retirement planning? A combination of tax increases and spending cuts may affect you and your family. Wow. What should you do about these issues? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, I can work to do what's right for you. Call me anytime for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
We're kicking off a year of fortune at Cache Creek Casino Resort. From January 14th through February 18th, we're bringing in Chinese New Year with fortune for everybody. Every day, win $888 in bonus play. Every hour from 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. Plus, every Saturday and Sunday, we're having cash drawings for $1,000 at 3 p.m., 5, 7, 9, and 11 p.m. Then, Fortunes Rise Chinese New Year weekend, February 16th, 17th, and 18th, when each cash drawing winner receives $2,500 in cash. The Year of Fortune, only at Cache Creek. Play the best close to home. Complete details at cachecreek.com.
The housing market is stabilizing and smart investors like Warren Buffett are buying as much property as they can. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to build wealth through real estate. Kathy Fetke, the CEO of Real Wealth Network, is hosting a live event on January 19th at noon at the Crown Plaza in Foster City. She'll share the 7 most important steps for real estate investors and where to find the best deals. Details are realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK. realwealthevents.com.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick and GMC truck dealerships in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a GM car or truck, just go to PutnamGM.com and ask for a special internet price quote. That's PutnamGM.com.
Having trouble keeping your resolutions? We can't help you with that at all. But we can keep you entertained. With 1,500 live radio stations and 15 million songs, all in one free app. iHeartRadio. Download it today at iHeartRadio.com.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Interestingly enough, do you even know if you have the flu? What's the difference between influenza and a cold? What's the difference between influenza and a very bad cold? Does anyone really know the difference? About 4 weeks ago, I've been very healthy, you know, by and large. Lucky. I massively dosed myself with vitamins. I have my whole adult life. But I got sick about 4 or 5 weeks ago. I know when it happened. And I couldn't kick this cold. It just wouldn't. It started with a post-nasal drip. Then it was this. Then it was that. I went on the air anyway. I didn't miss one day. It's the way I am. But I was in bed most of the time. Wiped out, exhausted. Couldn't, you know, like just wiped out. But it wasn't the flu. I had no fever. It was a very severe head cold, but I prevented it from going, you know, deeper into my body with massive. I increased my dose of ascorbic acid, meaning vitamin C, from my normal 1 gram a day, which is 1,000 milligrams, to, I don't know, 10 grams, 15 grams. And I've told you before that vitamin C is perhaps the most potent antiviral that you can get. And the reason you are hearing it doesn't work is because the people who are telling you that work for clinics and are in bed with the pharmaceutical companies that do not want you to have any self, any control over your own health. Let me give you an example of why it may not be working for you. I don't want to get sidetracked into the vitamin C story, but it's a very important one. I can go on for it, on this for 1 hour. Most of the studies that say vitamin C is ineffective are conducted with too low a dosage of vitamin C and inactive vitamin C. They don't even know it. But unless you're taking sufficient doses of vitamin C, it's not going to be effective. Moreover, most of you say, you know, I took vitamin C and it did nothing for me. Why? Because the vitamin C you have is probably in a pill form that you bought in a drugstore, and it's inactive. It has no activity whatsoever. And you're only taking 500 milligrams, which is a half a gram, which has almost no effect whatsoever. So what do you need to take? Well, you have to go to the store that sells it in a crystal form, crystal vitamin C. I get it myself from a store here. I think you may know Trader Joe's in California. They don't advertise. They should. But that's where I buy a tub of it. And I take a half a teaspoon or a flat teaspoon a day. If I'm sick, I escalate it. And my friend, Dr. Bob Cathcart, who died about 3 years ago, was the genius of this field. Bob was a Stanford-trained MD. He was a surgeon by training. He was a doctors who fix broken joints. I could use some vitamin C right now. He had a practice up in Incline Village, Nevada, and he treated ski injuries largely. He was an orthopedic surgeon and one of the best in the country. In fact, he invented the Cathcart prosthesis, which was a great invention at the time. It was the ellipsoid hip joint. He was the first one to come up with that. And he noticed that as his patients were in the hospital in the Incline Village 30 years ago, those who were taking vitamin C while they were sick or even healing with broken bones would get better faster. That's how he came into the whole vitamin C field. And then he started to experiment with it, and he found out that vitamin C was literally a miracle cure. Well, he got tied up deeply with Linus Pauling, and he gave up his orthopedic medical practice, gave up surgery, and moved down to, I think, in the Menlo Park area, I forget exactly where, to strictly do a nutrition practice. And here's what he told everybody who came into his office. Some of you listening to the show in the San Francisco area may have been Bob's patients. He was the finest man I ever met. He was just an all-around great gentleman. I love the man. So anyway, he discovered that the sicker you are, the more vitamin C you can take without developing bowel intolerance. This is little understood by the medical profession, who continues to say, oh, it doesn't work. They don't understand there's a dose-related response to vitamin C. And so they give you too low a dose, and then they say it doesn't work. But if you took it in those dosages, it usually does work. And he found that the sicker you are, you can take more and more and more. So what does that mean? Bowel intolerance, it means this. If you're healthy and you're taking about a gram a day, you can take that 1,000 milligrams a day without developing bowel intolerance, meaning gas. But you'll find that the sicker you are, the more you can take without developing bowel intolerance. So suddenly, if you'd get bowel intolerance or gas after a gram of vitamin C, if you got a cold, you'll find you could take 8 grams, 9 grams, 10 grams, and you won't get any stomach churning, you won't get any bowel gas. So he says, keep titrating yourself till you do get bowel gas. That was his determinant of how much vitamin C you actually needed. Now, I've had friends call me and say they had the flu years ago. What should I do? They say, oh, I tried vitamin C. It didn't work. I said, get yourself a tub of vitamin C in one of the stores that sells it. And take a flat teaspoon of vitamin C in like grape juice. And take one dose of that every hour. They said, what are you, crazy? 4,000 milligrams an hour? I said, yes. Take it. One flat teaspoon in juice every hour for 4 straight hours. Every one of them said it was like a miracle. Within 4 hours, they got on top of the flu. And then they kept taking it, and they found out that the healthier they were getting, then they were getting bowel intolerance. They were getting the gas, so you back it off. You back it off, and you go back to your maintenance dose when you're on top of it. Now, Cathcart treated illnesses like cat scratches, which are notoriously difficult to heal. And he found that even cat scratches healed much more rapidly if the patient was put on bowel tolerance doses of vitamin C. You could look him up. I'm sure you can check the internet for Dr. Robert Cathcart III, MD, and look at his, some of the publications he did many years ago. He's completely forgotten. Completely and totally forgotten. Obscure. As is Linus Pauling. Why is Linus Pauling, one of the greatest minds of our time, forgotten? Because the pressures of the pharmaceutical industry are so great. And people are so lazy, they don't want to know how to do it. They actually don't even want to do this. It takes work. You know it takes work for you to actually treat yourself? Isn't it easy to stay home and say, I'm sick, and take antibiotics, which are absolutely contraindicated for the flu? Because the flu, as you know, is a viral infection. Antibiotics are, treat bacterial infections. And yet many people say, oh, I took an antibiotic, it did nothing. No, it'll make you worse. You take the antibiotic if you have a strep throat or something, which could be a side effect of a flu, but it's not what you're taking for the flu. So it brings us back to what treats a viral infection. The answer is very little but your own immune system. How do you stimulate your immune system? With vitamin C. And here's another little something that Bob didn't know that I discovered in my many years. Vitamin A, one of the least understood of all vitamins with regard to illnesses. You cannot believe what a miracle vitamin A is, but it's a show for another time. I don't even want to do a health show. I wanted to stick to the politics of the vaccine because, as you can see, this is a passion of mine. I've studied it for 40 years. Does it make me the world expert? No, but I know enough about it to talk about it with some degree of intelligence and integrity.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your scratch right.
It is the Savage Nation. People are sick. People are sick with the flu across the country. I mean, they're taking anything they can. It's terrible. So I'm not telling you not to take the vaccine. I just said I wouldn't take it. And I certainly wouldn't give you a nasal spray flu vaccine ever. I wouldn't take it under any condition, right into your nose. And I've tried to tell you about it. It was published in some of the blogs and some of the websites. I think what I have right now is not the flu, by the way. It's food poisoning. It's from the pizza. I figured that one out during the break that I just took. I won't give you any details. Yeah. I never want to hear the word round or table as long as I live. I wouldn't blame them. It's the dairy. Anything round or anything with a table on it is going to be. 1-855-400-7282. Let's hear clip one while we're waiting for the callers, and we got lots of them. Let's clip one with Jay Carney.
Simply say that it's premature to get into these types of questions. You know, right now our priority is determining the status of the Americans involved and gaining a full understanding of what took place. As I said to Julie, this is a fluid situation. We are seeking clarity from the Algerian government about this matter, and obviously we are focused most intently on the status of Americans. You know, we are in conversations with, consultation with the Algerian government.
Oh, sure.
But I just don't have any more details for you.
No, you had no more details about Libya either. And then miraculously, it went away because of your friends in the media like Wolf Blitzer. There'll be no questions about the hostage crisis. There's no hostage crisis in Algeria. In fact, there's no crisis at all anywhere with Obama. It's Obama the Magnificent. There's no Libya crisis. It's a right-wing conspiracy. There is no Algerian crisis. No, they may be dead, but they certainly wouldn't be the result of Islamists. The new head of the CIA said that all Muslims are peace-loving. So therefore, I don't know who they are. It must be renegade Christians disguising themselves with headscarves and large beards and bandoliers of machine gun bullets. That's what I think it is. It looks to me like an American militia from Montana in Algeria that did it. That's where I would look. It looks like they're trying to smear Islam. I think that they went in and put on beards, fake beards, headscarves, picked up a few words of Arabic from a guidebook. And I think that's where I would look. If I were Janet Napolitano, I would look no further than American militias being airdropped into Algeria who did the bloodbath. That has to be the answer. Because the Muslims are all peaceful and they're praying. They're praying to Allah, and it has to be white males disguised as Muslims. There's no question about it. Don't you think? I mean, that's what I would... Look, Jay Carney says he doesn't know what the status is. He has no details, so I'm going to help the government. I would look into militias, because at West Point they're teaching that the only danger to America are right-wing groups. So I suspect that this is a militia, an American militia in Algeria that did this. It's absolutely not Muslims. There's no question about it. In fact, I think they should scour Montana, every house in Montana and Idaho for, I don't know, some kind of clues. I think that they should break down the doors of all the houses in the geek far west. Anywhere west of the Hudson River. In fact, west of Christie's River. And look for anybody west of Christie's waistline to see who's involved with the kidnapping in Algeria. I really would. That's all. I mean, I would not at all ever rush to judgment about Muslims. It just shows you're a racist if you do. It's the Savage Nation. Visit me online at michaelsavage.com. The new novel is A Time for War, because Obama's declared one on us.
Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Here's what's on michaelsavage.com and other websites. Obama is looking to spend $200,000 on cultural programming in China. Guns stolen from another house that was listed on a newspaper website. Obama the narcissist names 8 citizens to highlight his successes at the inauguration. A Time for War by Michael Savage, a thriller. You have to click on it and see why I chose China as the secret enemy inside America. If you loved Abuse of Power, and really a lot of you bought that book, the next in the Jack Hatfield series is available now on Amazon.com. I strongly request that you click on A Time for War, look at what it is, and buy it now. Top right. A Gaelic killer, that is an Irish killer in Gaelic, uttered his final words in Gaelic, which I can't repeat right now. Obama's gun plan has nothing to say about Hollywood and the gaming industry. NRA is in the fight of the century against Obama. 1 in 3 people in Illinois live in or near poverty level, says a report. No kidding. Savage on the flu. Not everything the government says is true about the vaccine. The UK is probing horse meat found in hamburgers. Might be better than cow meat. A Marine is facing charges for urinating on corpses, desecrating the Taliban after the Taliban tried to cut his head off. That's interesting. Barack Obama slaps Israel in the face again, but keep on voting for him, New York libs. A Muslim from Somalia in Portland, brought in through asylum plans of the libs, planned to bomb the Christmas tree lighting and kill as many people as he could in downtown Portland. Thank you, Portland, Oregon libs, for committing Harry Carey. Obama's half-bro running for office in Kenya. The White House is downplaying Morsi's calling Jews apes and pigs. Suicide bomber hugs Sunni Iraqi lawmaker. Killed him. Homeless man thwarts a robbery in Hollywood. That's good. At least he's working for his living, for his non-living. Whatever. 3 Chicago suburb cops accused of robbing drug dealers and selling cocaine. We have their pictures up on the Savage Nation website, michaelsavage.com, and newly unearthed images of Hitler's death scene from the Daily News. They're really eerie. Finally, for those fans of the Savage Nation who want to see another side of Mike, Savage pondering the passing of time is seen on michaelsavage.com. I don't want to talk about guns. If you think there's something you haven't said or heard, you can call me at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Frankly, I think that it's a lot of window dressing, incidentally, a lot of posturing. I don't know effectively and practically what effect a lot of this rubbish is going to have on the day-to-day life of Americans, truthfully. I do know that the gangs are certainly not going to register their weapons. We know that. We know that it's aimed strictly at the middle class, who are the predominant owners of these weapons. And we have to now look at something that no one's talked about. We went and researched for you the 1938 German Weapons Act. Because many people say, well, you know, Hitler passed gun control and then he rounded people up and put them in the concentration camps and then gassed them. Well, I looked into that. Is it true or not true? Well, let me cut to the chase. On November 11th, 1938, The Minister of the Interior under Hitler, Wilhelm Frick, passed regulations against Jews' possession of weapons. This regulation deprived all Jews of the right to possess firearms or other weapons. Now, there's no comparison between that and our benevolent president, as you well know. No one is making a leap in faith to say that he's anything like that. But it's intriguing to me that there was a regulation passed against a particular race in that case, prohibiting them from owning firearms. Did it start like that? No. That's why I ended with what it ended with, rather than what it started with. It didn't start with the banning of guns against Jews. That's my whole point. It started rather minor, in a minor key. We looked into it. And in the 1928 law, citizens were required to have a permit to acquire a firearm. Sounds like what Obama wants. And a permit to carry a firearm, which already exists. Okay, we have those. The law restricted ownership of firearms to persons whose trustworthiness is not in question, who can show a need for a gun permit. Sounds reasonable, same as today in America. Under the new law in Nazi Germany, gun restriction laws applied only to handguns, not to long guns or ammunition. Of course, there was no assault hunting knives in those days, nor were there any assault rifles. They were just regular bolt-action rifles of the type that Dianne Feinstein would approve of, giving you your hunting rifle. The 1938 revisions completely deregulated the acquisition and transfer of rifles and shotguns as well as ammunition. Deregulated? That's an interesting one. The groups of people who were exempt from the acquisition permit expanded. Exempt from the acquisition permit, meaning that they could just go buy a gun. So who could then just go buy a gun in Nazi Germany? Holders of annual hunting permits, government workers, and NSDAP members were no longer subject to gun ownership restrictions. What was the NSDAP? The brown shirts. That would be the equivalent to Obama's private national security force, better funded, better armed than the U.S. military, which he has not yet put into place. But since they acquired about a billion rounds of hollow point ammunition last year for reasons we still don't know, now he's starting to have you give up some of your weaponry. Who knows that sometime within 2013, King Obama might not decide that he needs his own Praetorian Guard. Okay? 855-407-282. I'll tell you, I don't know that I want to talk about it any further than this. I don't know it. I have the last word in talk radio. I know you've been buzzing about it all day long. I don't want to bore myself above all. I could bore you easily, but I'm not going to bore you if I can avoid it. There are other stories out there. I don't know which are as shocking as this, because I said to a lawyer friend of mine, who's a liberal, by the way. I think he's a liberal. I don't really know. I like the person because he's my lawyer and he's smart. But I said to him, John, I said, what if we don't stand up to Obama as he starts to chip away at the Second Amendment, which is what he's doing? And what if a year from now, let's say X years from now, we get a Republican right-wing pendulum swing, and a real right-winger finally wins in the country and cleans house of the rubbish of the trash left that we have now. Really cleans the clock of the trash garbage that we have in government right now. Just gets rid of them all. And the pendulum swings in the other direction. And we have a conservative, America-loving, nationalist government. And they say, well, you know, back in 2013, we have a precedent for modifying the constitutional amendments. Because President Obama back in 2013 modified the Second Amendment with virtually no resistance. So now that we right-wingers are in power, whatever year that might be, we want to go after the New York lawyers who have used the Fourth Amendment to protect drug dealers, who have used the Fourth Amendment to get drug dealers off the hook even though they're found with drugs in the trunk of their car. You guys have argued that there's no probable cause for the cop to have even opened the trunk. And you've had case after case of drug dealers thrown out. So what we're going to do now is we're going to modify the Fourth Amendment. That's what we're going to do. And then downstream, who knows what other amendments might be modified. And that's why you have to be very cautious in permitting a dictator or a little dictator or a mini dictator or a would-be dictator to modify the Constitution or the amendments. Today it's guns, and you say, well, that's not so bad. Tomorrow it's the Fourth Amendment or the First Amendment. Or the 13th Amendment, or which amendment do you want modified, right? 855-400-7282, 855-400-7282. I want to talk a little bit about the snow job of global warming for a moment, because there's some beautiful pictures. That of Jerusalem has had its heaviest snowfall in 20 years. 20 years they haven't seen as much snow in Jerusalem as 8 inches have fallen across the holy city. The pictures came out in the Daily Mail. They're beautiful to look at. They're highly politicized, of course. Every picture seems to be slanted to not offend the Muslims, forever easily offended by virtually even a snowstorm. Nevertheless, the pictures from Jerusalem are beautiful, and they're quite telling. And it's of enormous public interest that you should understand that even the psychotics in the British government who have pushed the lie of global warming put out new data suggesting that there'll be no global warming for the next 5 years. None. Nevertheless, they spent over $60 million in 1 month on consultants to help them push the big lie, up from £32 million the previous month on consultants trying to boost the big lie that Al Gore has pushed around the world. So much for so-called inconvenient truths. And speaking of inconvenient truths, I want to continue about the inconvenient truths that the Leninist in the White House, Barack Obama, continues to offer us. Because we had so much powerful information and sound bites, the best being Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont interviewing Elena Kagan, who's now on the Supreme Court in June of 2010, where he asked her about the Second Amendment, and she said it's established law.
Remember, Settled law.
Sorry, Elena. It's Sedelua. She's not talking about Cold Sedelua at Katz's. She's talking about Sedelua. That to her, the Second Amendment is Sedelua, not Cold Sedelua. And meaning that it's settled law then. We'll see what happens when it comes up again. So I want to talk again about the attempt by the Leninist in chief to take away our Second Amendment. But even people out there who don't own guns, and there are many of you who don't because you're afraid of yourself, you're afraid of your own impulses, you're probably on medication, and you're afraid that you could either shoot yourself or shoot someone in the family, and probably you shouldn't own a gun. But that doesn't mean the rest of us are as neurotic as you about weapons. And this is the problem with America today. We have a population of medication, a population of medicated individuals unlike any in the past. It's new territory. Unfortunately, if you were to analyze the number of people in the media, especially Hollywood, on medication, both prescription and illegal, it would probably approach 114% of them are drugged almost all the time, I'd say 24/7. And yet they create the pornographic and violent images that have polluted the world's mind, the mindset of the world. They, of course, are opposed to the private ownership of weapons, and yet every movie they make is about guns, killing, whatever. So we understand the hypocrisy. And it's largely related to the fact that many of them are crazy. In other words, they're drug madmen. And we can't give in to them. It's that simple.
I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year 5 of trillion-dollar deficits. Year 5 of negative interest rates. Year 5 of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over 5 times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable. For less than a dollar a day, a healthy 40-year-old can get a $500,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-229-5700 for your free quote. Call 1-800-229-5700. That's 1-800-229-5700. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia except for Wyoming and New York. Hybrid life and optional riders are not available in all states. A 2-year suicide exclusion and contestability period apply, 1 year in some states. All applications are subject to underwriting approval.
The Bay Area RV Expo is back and bigger than ever. Stop by the Bay Area RV Expo January 11th through the 21st and learn how easily you could be living in comfort and travel with your brand new RV. With free admission, free parking, and free food, you've got to stop by this premier event showcasing everything. Tent trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A, B, and C motorhomes, even luxury diesels. Knowledgeable service technicians will be on site ready to show you the ins and outs of RVing with daily seminars. Huge manufacturer discounts and factory reps on site. Think you can't own an RV? Think again. Bank financing will be available on the spot. New, used, consignment, and bank-owned RVs. It's RV fun and excitement for the whole family when you visit the Bay Area RV Expo. Free parking, free admission, and free food. From Dublin Boulevard, take Regional Street next to Outback Steakhouse in Dublin. For more info, call 1-855-4-RV-EXPO or visit BayAreaRVExpo.com. Sponsored by Sky River RV.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, and I'm here to talk to you yet again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now that the stress of the holidays is over and the New Year's resolutions have been made, how's your New Year's resolution going? Remember that one we talked about where you wanted a stronger, healthier head of hair? Well, I hope you used Ovation because that's how I fixed my hair issues. At one point, I would run my fingers through my hair and it would fall out in my hands. It was broken. It was dry, brittled, damaged. It didn't look good, and I didn't know how to fix it until I heard of Ovation. I went to OvationHair.com and I entered KSFO at checkout. Not only did I get a special introductory discount, but I got a product that took my hair from broken, dry, and brittled to healthier, stronger, longer, and shinier hair within just the first couple of washes, and it can do the same for you. All you have to do is head to OvationHair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-936-9265. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-936-9265. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-936-9265.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560,
you know,
KSFO.
I was doing some notes today in my house, and I found Savage Speak, a glossary of savagisms over the years. I'm going to read them to you now just for the time. You know, they're so good. Those of you who have listened to me since 1994 will find this amazing, and you'll say, yeah, I remember that, I remember that, I remember that. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-407-2822. So I'll start with B, letter B. These are my definitions, the glossary of the savage nation. Baggy-eyed Bolshevik, Jim Lehrer. Big Sis, Janet Napolitano. Briefcase Mafia, trial lawyers. Bypassed Bolsheviks and Buicks, retired retread leftists known to haunt Palm Beach County, Florida. Christophobia, the loathing and hatred of Christianity by bigoted, intolerant secular leftists. Clipped-haired, mean-faced women, self-evident. Compassionate conservative, me. Condo commies, wealthy socialists. Corn beef commies, unhealthy, wealthy socialists. Crescent News Network, CNN. Demikins, Republicans who act like Democrats. Demon cats, a euphemistic term for godless Democrats. Empty skirt, a pancake-faced teleprompter-reading leg crosser in a newsroom. EPA, Environmental Propaganda Agency. From Boulder Dam to Dental Dams in one generation.
These are some of my phrases that people loved over the years. From Boulder Dam to Dental Dams in one generation. I'm trying to show how things have changed. From kid gloves to latex gloves in one generation. From St. Christopher's medals to crystals in one generation. Government media complex, unholy alliance between big government and media elites. Head cutters and headscarves. Evangelists who spread the religion of peace by cutting people to pieces. Hieroglyphics set to a beat rap. Reverend Jesse High Jackson, the pastor of the First Rainbow Church of Shakedowns. Hitler in a dirty nightshirt, Osama bin Laden. Hitler in elevator shoes, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Hollywood idiots, mindless thespians from the land of make-believe. Houses of porn and scorn, today's liberal colleges. Illiberal, what liberal used to mean. Infidels, the savage listening audience. Institutes of lower living, colleges where junior sheeple can get the fine. I haven't seen these in years. Institutes of lower living, colleges where junior sheeple can get the finest illiberal education that taxpayer money can buy. Islamofascists, dirty nightshirt clad radical Muslims who walk with a Quran in one hand and a bloody rusty knife in the other. Knee-jerk conservatives, reflexive right-wingers who never ask why when conservative leaders say drink the Kool-Aid. Lexus liberals, John Kerry brand liberals who despise the nation that made their wealth. Lunchroom Lenins, found mainly in South Florida at early bird buffets. Madeleine Halfbright, former secretary of hate under Bill Clinton, who in my day would have only run a deli on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Mayor Annie Toosome Newsom, that was the San Francisco mayor of San Francisco. Mushroom Boys, L.A. screenwriters. Mussolini in a skirt, Nancy the Hammer Pelosi. Ninth Circuit Court of Schlemiels, that would be the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the most liberal federal court in the nation where the justices have their heads up their robes. Old York Times, the once great gray lady deflowered by Pinchy Sulzberger's juvenile worldview. PBS, Palestine Broadcasting System. Pot in every chicken, the legalization of marijuana. Remember they once promised chicken in every pot during the Depression? Right. Well, under Obama, it's become pot in every chicken. Psychological nudity exposing the savage truth. Rat Boy, John Walker Lynn, the so-called American Taliban who stabbed America in the back. Republicrats, turncoat Republicans like John McCain and other left-leaning anti-conservatives. Red Diaper Doper Babies are Savagettes, the babes of the savage nation. Sheeple, the unthinking gullible masses. Sheocracy, the reigning rule of radical feminism that emasculated America's men. Socialism, organized crime with an army. Spawning like shrimp, you can pretty much figure out who I'm referring to there. Stand-up Stalins, anti-American comedians. The stench from the bench is making me clench. The odorous rule of illiberal judges. That was a big hit in its day. The Supremes, U.S. Supreme Court justices. TNN, Taliban News Network, also known as CNN. Trickle-down immorality, as perfected by Bill Clinton. The course material in the majority of America's public schools. Finally, at the time, Yentertainers, gossipy, meddlesome, clueless female performers. Gossipy, meddlesome, clueless female performers.
Settled law.
Okay, of that type. She's like a entertainer, isn't she? I know you're supposed to look up to them. Why should I look up to them? There's no distinguished people that have been appointed to the Supreme Court. What have they written that I remember? This is not the age of the greats in history. Anyway, Oliver Wendell Holmes, a great jurist, Supreme Court justice. Why? Because he was a great legal scholar. Look what we have now. It's like out of communist China. Where they took laundresses from the laundry room and made them into surgeons. That's what Mao Zedong did, the Red Brigades. That's what they did in China.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. An elderly couple escaped injury when they accidentally drove their car through the front doors of a Vallejo grocery store this afternoon. Fire officials say the car went through the doors of the grocery outlet when the driver accidentally hit the gas instead of the brakes. A Concord man has been charged in connection with a Bloody Friday in West Oakland. 23-year-old is accused of killing one man and wounding two others in shooting on West Street. California's efforts to launch an online insurance marketplace just got a big boost from the federal government. It was awarded a $674 million grant to help develop Covered California. KSFO traffic, northbound 238 before Hesperia, and have a crash. Looks like it's actually a truck fire. Right lane is blocked. Traffic backing up behind it. Other than that, to southbound 880 at 84 in Fremont. An accident, that's off to the right side. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Are you a diabetic with an open and unhealing sore on your foot? Have you had this open sore or wound for at least 4 weeks and it's still not healing no matter what you've tried? You may qualify for a new diabetic foot wound research study designed to evaluate Nexagon gel in an investigational use plus specialized footwear to offload pressure from your foot wound. Center for Clinical Research, staffed with board-certified physicians, is conducting this diabetic foot wound research study. No health insurance is needed, and qualified participants will receive all study-related care at no charge, including doctor visits, investigational medication, plus specialized footwear and travel reimbursement. If you're a diabetic who has an open and unhealing sore on your foot that still requires dressing changes, you could qualify for the Diabetic Foot Wound Research Study. Call Center for Clinical Research at 800-363-1069. That's 800-363-1069. Call 800-363-1069.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Kate Edwards is a contributor to the Daily Caller, where she writes an article this week about some of the crazier course offerings going on in our public schools around the nation. Kate, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you for having me.
You've looked at the courses offered by the publicly funded undergraduate college system in the U.S., a study known as the Dirty Dozen. Can you explain some of the liberal bias that you find? I mean, we know it's all liberal all the time, but what's the worst?
What was, you know, most disturbing and kind of the central point of why we did the piece in the first place was that, you know, it wasn't that we don't think that there should be these classes or that we want to provide any censorship over them. It's just that there aren't any classes out there providing a balance of conservative ideals to balance it out. And there's definitely no lack of feminist theory ideas or classes on global warming and crises of capitalism. You could find that at every school I looked at.
Explain why you think students are being encouraged to ignore conservative voices in history and politics.
Yeah, you know, I don't think the professors want to teach it. And the university, you know, you're getting these young, fresh minds who are eager to learn and excited to get onto the workforce, and it's the perfect opportunity for them to indoctrinate students in, you know, these liberally biased ways to indoctrinate them on basically why America is so terrible. And, you know, I just recently graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and my 4 years there, I didn't meet a single conservative professor, and I experienced a lot of liberal bias in my courses.
Kate, tell my audience on the Savage Nation some of the more outrageous course offerings, will you please?
Sure. Well, one of them at Georgetown University was Sociology of the 1%, so that's not even trying to mask the liberally biased nature of the course. That just seems like a blatant attack on, you know, successful people in America, the people who are employing the majority of Americans. And I don't even know how that class would help somebody go into the workforce. And then at the University of Pennsylvania, the Feminist Critique of Christianity, I'm not really sure what that's all about. But, you know, at every university that I looked at, there was feminist theory of this and that, feminist critique of Christianity, feminist critique of this, feminist views on gender. But there's just not the opposing viewpoint. You know, you see all these classes on Keynes and Marx and crises of capitalism, but you don't see anything on Milton Friedman or Ronald Reagan, one of the most revered presidents of all time. So that's really what we found disturbing and why we did the piece.
Oh, come on. You're making some of this up, Kate. These are really real courses?
Yeah, these are real courses. Black Marxism, the science behind global warming. I mean, and it's not like it's not like these courses were even difficult to find. They were everywhere. And so what I did is I looked at the 50 top universities in America as ranked by U.S. News and World Report. And at every single university I looked at, these courses were there. These weren't difficult to find. In every gender studies and economics and gender studies department, these courses are at every university.
So let's say I took a course in paying for green government. What would I learn? How Warren Buffet pays no taxes? How General Electric pays no taxes?
You know, as stated by the course description, you'd learn how to apply for federal stimulus money for a greener government. So if you think that's going to help you get a job after college, then that might be vital information. But it's kind of interesting that the university as a whole has become so liberally biased that they don't even have to pretend in the course titles or the course descriptions that they're not liberally biased. They can outwardly state that they are, and it's fine, and they can get away with it because that's just, it seems like that's just the way it is now. You know, in the course description, it says that, you know, you'll be in workshops for finance and policy changes, implementing energy efficiency, green building, fuel efficiency, waste reduction. You know, I'm sure they would touch a lot on global warming and anti-fracking and all these liberal initiatives. And there is, I guarantee, not a single course at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, that will dispute that or, you know, provide the alternative voice. You know, that's why companies like, you know, organizations like Young Americans Foundation and other conservative organizations need to speak up and say, you know, provide universities with conservative speakers and just say, like, you know, this is the opposite viewpoint. This is why the apocalyptic rhetoric on global warming is wrong. And, you know, if we weren't doing it, I don't think anyone would.
How much money is being wasted on these horrible classes?
I mean, I guess it depends whether you're at a public, private, or Ivy League university. Far too much money. A dollar would be too much. You know, I actually feel bad for these students enrolled in these classes who are preparing, you know, currently preparing to graduate and with a, you know, LGBT degree or women's studies degree. the market doesn't value those degrees, and they are going to end up wondering why they're not finding employment, and they took classes like paying for green government. You know, it's no surprise to me why they will have difficulty finding a job, but it might come as a surprise to them, and the university did not prepare them for the market. So I feel bad for these students.
Are they popular with students? Are people actually attending? And what are they capable of doing when they graduate, other than being a barrister?
I think you're actually seeing, like, a rise in students taking women's studies classes, even men taking women's studies classes. And I would just, unless you're going into academia, I just have to wonder, you know, what you're going to do with that degree. There's been studies that have come out saying, you know, students with, like, LGBT degrees are very underemployed, and I don't think that's surprising. And so, yeah, I think that these courses are kind of popular. Some of them sound kind of, like, you know, a little bit appealing and fun, like queer arts in Los Angeles. It might be kind of interesting or... there's one at the University of California, Berkeley, called Black and Female, Eyeing the Spirit, which is just, it's kind of something different, and so it might be appealing to, in the midst of, like, English and economics courses that might be kind of boring. I think they are popular, and obviously the demand is there if they are, you know, if they're legitimate classes.
Can you explain how some of these left-wing fanatic courses are introduced? Is it through the faculty, from the local government? Where does this liberal garbage come from?
I think from both, but I mean, the government encourages it, but I think it does ultimately come from professors and the universities. What I did see is that at every university I looked at, there were a lot of common themes. So, like, the title of the class might be different, but the overall theme was the same. So, like, paying for green government, you know, at another university is just, like, global warming, you know, the science behind global warming, or debates in global warming, and things like that. And so, like, in gender studies, it's, like, racism and sexism, or the queer arts. But, you know, I'm assuming they're probably touching on some of the same topics, which is just, you know, to me, outrageous and not going to get these students a job after they graduate. And then even the courses that you think wouldn't be liberally biased, or they don't sound like they are, like an economics course, you know, studying Keynes or Marx, but they don't even mention Milton Friedman. So it's my guess that they're not getting the opposing opinion.
Can anything be done to stop this waste of money and waste of mind? A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
I think something can be done. I mean, at Young Americans Foundation, we report on these things, and, you know, the Daily Caller reports on youth issues, and we know at the university level, you know, that students are being indoctrinated. I mean, I know, I just experienced it, and University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee isn't even one of the most liberal schools, so I can't even imagine students that, even worse, and especially the Ivy League. But I think something can be done. I think it's up to student conservative groups to, you know, host conservative speakers and educate themselves, and then, you know, through activism, educate their peers, which isn't always easy, especially on a very liberal campus. But I think that's part of it, and I think, you know, getting pieces out like the Dirty Dozen out into the media and you know, showcasing these insane classes that you can't even imagine, like, that, you know, you won't even need a seminar on, let alone a semester on. I think that's the way to go about it. But, you know, I think it's going to be a slow change. I think universities are becoming more liberal, not less.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, you can read Kate Edwards at the Daily Caller. Kate, thanks for being with us today on the Savage Nation.
Thank you.
I'm Michael Savage, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, options and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable. For less than a dollar a day, a healthy 40-year-old can get a $500,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-229-5700 for your free quote. Call 1-800-229-5700. That's 1-800-229-5700. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia except for Wyoming and New York. Hybrid life and optional riders are not available in all states. A 2-year suicide exclusion and contestability period apply, 1 year in some states. All applications are subject to underwriting approval.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading 2-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
If you're a little worried about your finances and financial planning in 2013, you're not alone. I'm financial advisor Pat Vitucci, and I think I can help. Whatever tax bracket you're in, you can expect to pay more taxes out of your pocket as the new economic policies play out. What is your best move for financial planning and retirement planning? A combination of tax increases and spending cuts may affect you and your family. Wow. What should you do about these issues? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, I can work to do what's right for you. Call me anytime for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
Ryder Brozy, partner in the investment firm of Baker, Brozy, and Mitsutomi.
Today's volatile markets are a result of the extreme fiscal uncertainties we now face as a nation. The investment world is changing rapidly, and it's important to have a team of investment professionals in your corner. At Baker, Brozy, and Mitsutomi, we build and maintain intelligent investment portfolios that utilize low-cost investment vehicles such as ETFs in certain parts of the portfolio, while simultaneously giving talented managers the flexibility to run alternative strategies that have proven themselves successful in both up and down markets.
Baker, Brozy, and Mitsutomi is a different kind of wealth management firm. Relationships are at the heart of what they do. Call them at 925-300-3222. That's 925-300-3222. Or online at investwithintegrity.com. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Okay, here's another question to lighten things up. When did you first hear any of my savagisms? Whoever goes back longer than anybody can tell me where and which station they get a free copy of Train Tracks for the holidays, even though the holidays are long over. Now, here's another one.
that was very popular for my show to show you how I distinguish myself from the hacks who call themselves conservatives. None of them could ever come near any of this. They wrap themselves in the flag. They say the word Constitution. They say founding fathers, and they think people think that they're geniuses. I want you to tell me who in the media could match this. From Eisenhower to Obama in two generations. America has gone from Eisenhower to Obama in two generations. From Ben Casey to Nurse Jackie in Ben Casey to Nurse Jackie in two generations. From mutual assured destruction to assured national destruction in two generations. From Evan Rude to Always Rude in two generations. From John Wayne to Lady Gaga in two generations. From I Spy to I Cry in two generations. From I Love Lucy to I Love Loosely in two generations. From Al Einstein to Al Gore in two generations. From I Have a Dream to I Have a Scheme. From Catcher in the Rye to Ketchup on the Fly. From starlets to harlots, from preachers to breachers, from athletes to sex leads, from Boy Scouts to Toy Scouts, from Girl Scouts to Twirl Scouts, from LSD to ADD, from cardigans to partykins, from Cub Scouts to Scouting Cubs, from aspirin to OxyContin, from Lady Jane to Let's Get Insane, from science to lions, from law to claw, from zip guns to machine guns, from Red Book to Spread Books, from Acorn the Tree to Acorn the Spree, from Guppies to Yuppies, from Soldiers Who Kill to Soldiers Without Will, from Lassie to Sassy, from Religion to Pigeons, from Eons to Peons, from Rapists to Offenders, from Stickball to Speedballs in two generations, from Milltown to Prozac, the Air Force to a Bear Force, from the Navy to Loose Gravy, from the Army to I'm Swami, from Israel to Fizrael, from Taiwan to Spies One, the Dragon and the Eagle to the Dragon and the Beagle, from Dragsters to Drag Queens, from Redwoods to Deadwoods, from Health Foods to Wealth Foods, from Heroes to Zeros, from UFOs to IOUs, from Mellow Rolls to Melamine, from Niagara to Viagra, from Coney Island to Survival Island, from the Five Families to the Sly Families, from Al Capone to Sly Stallone, from Truman to the Untruman, from Reagan to the Swayman, from Rayburn to Pelosi, from the Eagle to the Beagle, from the Bible to the Legal, all in two generations. That's the story of America the Great to America that Greats. I put that actually in Trickle Up Poverty. I think that appeared. I think it appeared there somewhere. It's really good stuff. Really good. I'm very proud of it. I'm looking back. I found it in a folder. I was throwing papers out. I almost threw this out. Amazing, amazing production here. Amazing what keeps coming out. It keeps going and growing on and on and on. The making of many books, there is no end, said Ecclesiastes Savage. Am I boring you? Do you just want to talk about Elena Kagan and Leahy? About the Settlure?
Settled law.
And binding precedent. I could use some good coleslaw. Speaking of settled slaw. From coleslaw to settled law.
Settled law.
Wait, I'll add a new one. A new syllogism. From coleslaw to settled law in two generations. Here we got a drop of temperature. Finally, I love it. I mean, we got, it's 47 now in San Francisco. It's going to be 39. Which is nothing for a Russian. To a Russian, 39 degrees is like a hot summer day. They could take a shirt off and run around in it. Americans, every little change, 2 degrees, ooh, it's cold, ooh, it's hot, ooh, it's cold, ooh, it's hot, ooh, get out the mucklucks, ooh, get out the bathing suit. Minimum temperature. I'm obsessed with temperature wherever I am. It's an OCD thing. I'm starting to believe that it's not just a curiosity. It could be an OCD thing. If I'm driving in a car, I ask the person who's driving if I have a driver, what's the temperature on the dashboard? You know, looking. I got to know because I stick my finger out the window to feel the air, and I try to judge by my fingers if I can judge the difference between like a 52, 51. Sometimes on the way to a restaurant after a show, I'll say 51, and the driver will say 52. Or I'll say it's 49, though it's 47. I want to see if my fingers are very good at it. It's not that bad. The lowest recorded in San Francisco was 29 degrees in 1953. 1953 already, we had global warming. Tell that to the people of Jerusalem, that biggest snowstorm in 20 years. Jerusalem hit by worst snowstorm for 20 years. The pictures are gorgeous from the London Daily Mail. I've been in Jerusalem twice. I almost moved there in 78. Then I heard my deceased father talking to me one night in Tel Aviv after a couple of drinks. And he said, I was an immigrant to America, and you want to make your son an immigrant to this country? Get out while you can. I went home the next day. So I use many different, you can use pure logic, you can use intuition, you can use psychic powers, or you could be a little nuts. At the end of the day, you understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it works for you. He spoke to me. He was dead already 8 years. My father may rest in peace. Where did that wisdom come from? It wasn't like he was in the street. I was walking around Jerusalem, had a number of beers, and I ate batzim, which are bull's testicles. I had heard that it existed. They served it. I would never eat that again. I feel very bad for the bull. I don't like the concept. Big deal. It's like eating a spongy piece of liver in a plate. It was disgusting, actually. I don't know. It's not really. But I ate some batzim, and I had some rotten beer. Terrible beer. The Israelis make the worst beer next to Primo beer in Hawaii. It's undrinkable for a real beer lover. And I'm walking in the street, and I start to think, what am I going to do? I've come here. I brought the kids. Am I going to move to Israel? I was going to be a professor, a research associate at the Jerusalem University. I forget the name. I swear to God, I can't remember. 78. It was 79. I don't know when. The university. What is that great university? Hebrew University of Jerusalem. And I was offered a research associate's position you're never going to believe this, in one of the science departments. And I was going to go research the Arab use of plants in the Holy Land, meaning, you know, how they use them for medicines. That's what I was going to do. Of course, I wouldn't be alive today if I'd gone to Yemen. They would have served my batzim for breakfast. But nevertheless, that's what happened. I had that little, reverie in the street. This is why you should have children, because having children changes you. It changes your mind. It changes your psyche. It changes your subconscious. It changes your consciousness. And if you're a good father, as I hope I have been, you start thinking for your children, not for yourself. You understand why children are the essential part of living? All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. And one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages. At first the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms, then the whining schoolboy with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snail, unwilling to school, and then the lover, sighing like furnace, with a woeful ballad made to his mistress's eyebrow. Then a soldier full of strange oaths and bearded like the pard, jealous in honor, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation, even in the cannon's mouth. And then the justice in fair round belly with good capon lined, with eyes severe and beard a formal cut, full of wise saws in modern instances, and so he plays his part. The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch on side. His youthful hose well saved, the world too wide, for his shrunk shank and his big manly voice, turning again towards childish treble, pipes and whistles in his sound. Last scene of all that ends this strange eventful history is second childishness and mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything.
Savage.